Hello and welcome. I'm a little late getting up and running this evening. It seems that I have IceCast configured for only two streams at a time, and I was using them both to replay older streams. So, after eliminating the earlier stream, I'm finally up and connected, one inning late. The game started off at 6:16 this evening at Chiba Marine Stadium with the Chiba Lotan Marines hosting the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. In the first inning for the Fighters, Shinjo popped out to center field, Oda struck out swinging, and Oga Sawada popped out to the second baseman in shallow right field. For the Marines, Nishioka led off the inning with a base hit to left. Otsuka followed with a line drive single into the gap in right with Nishioka on the run on the play. The hit and run was successful, Nishioka making it all the way around to third base, Otsuka to first. Next up was Fukuda, who grounded into a 6-4-3 double play, plating Nishioka. Then Benny struck out looking to retire the side. So, going into the top of the second inning, we have Segi Noel up at the plate, and he currently has two balls on him. Shimizu is on the mound for the Chiba Lotte Marines, and Segi Noel grounds the third pitch to the second baseman, who throws to first for an easy first out of the inning. First out of the second inning. Again, I apologize for getting up late. I won't make that mistake again. Next up, for Nippon Ham, is Kimoto. Shimizu, pitching from the windup, delivers, and the first pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one. The second pitch is taken on the inside corner for strike two. Shimizu has two quick strikes on the batter. And Shimizu into the windup again. And the delivery. The third pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. The ball was kind of up in the strike zone. But second out nonetheless. Okay, next up for the Fighters is former Yakult Swallow, Inaba. Inaba, this past offseason, was looking to go to the majors, but no major league teams were interested. So the free agent signed with the Fighters. He takes first pitch, called strike one. The second pitch is taken outside for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Shimizu into the windup again. And the third pitch to Inaba is taken on the outside corner for strike two. Nice pitch by Inaba, by Shimizu. And the fourth pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Swinging. That's Shimizu's third strikeout in the first two innings of work here this evening at Chiba Marine Stadium. And going to the bottom half of the second in this very quick game so far, the score is currently Chiba Marines 1, Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, nothing. Okay, it sounds like maybe I should avoid playing music this evening. Not exactly sure what's wrong with the system, but it's really starting to drive me crazy. Anyway, next up for the Chibolote Marines this inning will be Lee, Satozaki, and Franco. They're facing Mirabal for the Fighters. Lee takes the first pitch for ball one. Lee got a late call-up, starting the season at Nigun this year, but he's been hitting fairly well. Fouls this one off. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering is taken outside. Ball two. One strike. Two balls. And Mutable's fourth delivery is swung on and grounded to the right side. The second baseman has it. Up with it. Throws on to first. And retires Lee for the first out of the inning. Next up is Satozaki, Lotte's catcher. Satozaki takes Mirabal's first pitch up high for ball one. The second delivery is swung on and fouled back and out of play. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Satozaki stands in again. Mutable into the windup, and the next pitch is swung on, and he dipped deep to left field. That ball's going at the wall. Caught by Saboy, just inside the fair line and on the warning track, up against the fence. A long out. A long fly out to left field for Satozaki. And that'll bring up Franco. With two out and nobody on. Franco is hitting .333 so far in this short season so far. He swings and hits the first ball to the left. This one bounces in front of Tsuboy and is a clean base hit. That's the Marines' third hit of the evening. And it brings up number 8 batter, Imae. There's a thread going on the website currently under Open Talk talking about future stars, and this young third baseman here is most definitely one of them. He's batting .306 with two home runs and 8 RBIs so far this season. Not necessarily numbers you'd expect from a number 8 batter. He takes Mutable's first pitch up in the strike zone, but called strike one. Mutable, pitching from the stretch now. Looks in for his sign. In the set. And the delivery is taken outside and high. Ball one to the right-handed batter. Mutable comes set again. Looks at the runner at first. Goes home. And it's this one is swung on and fouled off to the right side. Out of play. Franco was running. Another hit and run, maybe. The hit and run paid off for the Marines in the first inning, as moving the runner to third set up the scoring opportunity when Fukuda grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. Imai back in the batter's box. Mutable with the set and the delivery is fouled off to the left side, and Imaya broke his bat on that one. It was right off the handle. Imaya grabs another bat. The bat did stay together, but it definitely sounded like it cracked. Currently, we're in the bottom of the second inning. We have two out, a runner at first base. Chibolote leads 1-0. Mutable comes set. The delivery to the plate is swung on and lifted to the left side, but this one is going into foul territory. Saboy makes a leaping catch at the fence in foul territory and makes the catch. Nice play by Saboy all the way at the fence. And that retires the side. So, Lotte got a base runner, but nothing to show for it. At the end of two complete, the score remains Chibolote Marines 1. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, nothing. Okay, we're going to the top of the third inning, and we'll see the bottom third of the fighter's order in Saboy, Almonte, and Nakajima. Shimizu, so far this game, has been perfect. Saboy, former Hanshin Tiger, stands in. Shimizu into the windup, and the first pitch of the third inning is lifted to the left side. Left fielder takes one step in, two steps back, and makes the catch. for out number one. We're currently in the third inning. We have one out, nobody on. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters trailing 0-1. And batting here in the third, new foreign player Almonte comes up. He's batting a measly 107 with no home runs and no RBIs so far this season. And he squares to bunt, takes it for strike one. He's probably just trying to get something going. Almonte stands in again. Right-hand batter's box, takes the ball, low and inside, ball one, 1-1. He was looking to swing there, not to bunt. Shimizu into the windup, and the third pitch is taken for a ball low. One strike, two balls. And the fourth delivery to Almonte is outside, but swung on and missed for strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Shimizu pitching very well this evening. The next pitch is low and in the dirt. Outside, ball three. Count goes full for the first time this evening. This is the first time anybody's had as many as three balls on them from Shimizu. And the next pitch is taken low and away, ball four. And we have the first Nippon Ham Fighter base runner of the evening. Jimmy looks a little disappointed in himself there. So now with Almonte at first, Nippon Ham Fighters catcher, Nakajima, comes up. And he's swinging at the first pitch and lifts the ball to the right side, but out of play for a foul ball. Shimizu pitching from the stretch for the first time this evening. Looks in, gets a sign. And the next pitch is swung on and hit up the middle. Base hit. Center fielder had him played perfectly, but the ball bounced just in front of him. So, we now have one out, runners at first and second, and we're back up to the top of the order in Shinjo. Shinjo flew out to the center fielder, straightaway center in the first inning. The first offering to Shinjo here is taken for a ball outside. Shinjo, back in the batter's box. Shimizu, taking a wild look at the runner at second. The delivery is fouled back to the back screen. One strike, one ball. So we'll do it again. Shinjo's ready. Shimizu looks at the runner on second, goes to the plate, misses just outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Shimizu looks in for a sign again. Looks at Almonte. And the delivery, taken low and away, ball three. Shimizu's looking a little shaky all of a sudden. One strike, three balls to Shinjo. Runners at first and second, one out. In the Nipponham half of the third inning. The next delivery is swung on and grounded to the left side. Kosaka has it to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Inning ending. 5-4-3 double play. So, the Fighters finally got a couple of runners on, but still come up empty-handed. At the end of 2.5 innings, the Fighters trail the Marines 0-1. Bottom of the third inning, Chibolote is currently leading with a score of 1-0 over the Hokkaido Nipponham Fighters. First up this inning will be number 9 batting Kosaka. Kosaka's first pitch from Mitable is taken on the inside part of the plate. Strike one. Mutable into the windup, and the second delivery is taken inside for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next pitch is grounded to the shortstop, who throws offline. Kosaka is safe at first base. Error on the shortstop's throw, which pulled Seginol off first base. That was El Monte with the bad throw. Next up, we go back to the top of the order in Nishioka. Nishioka started off the bottom of the first inning with a single to left and came around to score on a double play ball off the bat of Fukuda. Meetable into the stretch. The first pitch is a pitch out with Kosaka going. The throw to second is in time. Kosaka is cut down trying to steal. Ooh, he looked kind of safe on the replay. But, you have to give it to the umpire. Meetable's next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Meetable's third offering is taken low for ball two. One strike, two balls to Nishioka at the plate. We currently have a 1-0 ball game. Chibolote leading. One out in the bottom of the third inning with nobody on. The next pitch is taken on the outside corner. Strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Nishioka currently at bat. Swings. Fouls the ball off to the right-hand side. Count remains 2-2. Nishioka is responsible for the only run of the ball game, having scored in the first inning. After singling, being hit and run to third on Otsuka's base hit to right, and then coming across the score when Fukuda grounded into a double play. Almonte shakes off the sign, then says yes. He's into the windup, and the next delivering is way up high, ball three. We have a full count. Meetable back on the mound. Nishioka in left-handed batter's box. The next delivery is taken on the inside corner, called strike three. That's the second out of the third inning, and it'll bring up number two batter Otsuka. Otsuka, right-handed batter, stands in. The first delivery is outside and high, ball one. Otsuka hit a base hit single with Nishioka on the run in the first inning. This time up, though, nobody is on. Next pitch is taken inside for ball two. No strikes, two balls. Meetable into the windup. The next pitch is taken high, ball three. No strikes, three balls to Otsuka. Meetable does a little bit of groundskeeping there on the mound. Digs himself a little hole for him to put his foot in. The next pitch is taken down the middle for strike one. One strike, three balls. Two down. Lotte leading 1-0. Here in the bottom of the third inning. Next pitch taken on the inside corner. Strike two. Full count. Meetable works his way back. And the payoff pitch. Full count and two down. Is taken up and in for ball three. That's the second base runner this evening for Lotte, but the first one was cut down trying to steal. We're currently in the bottom of the third inning. Chibolote up 1-0. two outs, and Otsuka on first base, having just run a walk. That'll bring up Fukuda. Fukuda grounded into a double play, but during the ground out, Nishioka scored the only run of the ball game in the first inning. Mirabal's first pitch is way up and away to the left-handed batter. Ball one. Mutable looks in for a sign again from the stretch. Is set. And the delivery taken just outside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. Mutable's getting behind the batters quick. He works his way back, but Mutable looks in again. Agrees with the sign. Comes set. And the delivery is taken inside. Ball three. No strikes, three balls for the second batter in a row. He battled back with two strikes in a row against Otsuka before walking him. And he's set. The delivery taken for strike one. This is looking like a replay of Otsuka's at bat. Fukuda looks down to the third base coach, gets his sign. Mutable looks over to first before looking in for his sign. Comes set. And the next pitch is taken down the middle for strike two. In the meantime, Otsuka steals second base without a throw. That's Otsuka's seventh stolen base of the season. Meetable to the plate, and it's low and inside. Ball four. That's the second walk in a row for Mutable, and the pitching coach trots out to the mound to have a word with them, along with the interpreter. Actually, the pitching coach, Mr. Brown, speaks English fine. The interpreter's there for the Japanese infielders and catcher. Brown says his word, comes back to the dugout. And next up is number four batting, Benny. Benny struck out looking his first at bat, which retired the side in the first inning. Mutable comes set. Runners at first and second. Two down. The first pitch to Benny is taken just low. Ball one. Catcher wanted that call. It was a close one. Mutable looks in for his sign. Has it. Comes set. Looks at second. Comes home. And the next pitch, low, but swung on and missed for strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The current score, if you're just joining us, is the Marines leading 1-0 over the Fighters. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Uh, We have runners at first and second, two down, Benny at the plate, and the next pitch is lined to the fence in left, off the wall, one bound, two bounds, it's played, and the ball is sent back in, with Otsuka coming across without a throw, Fukuda going into third, and Benny having a stand-up double to left. That puts the Fighters up 2-0. Nice line drive. It just hit one time before hitting the fence. And Savoy playing it off the wall. That'll bring up Lee Sonyop, the Asian home run king, having hit 56 home runs in Korea. He was a bit of a disappointment to the Marines last year, but he's been swinging the bat well lately. Brought up from Nigun. He's swinging at the first pitch, and he hits the ball up the middle. But right where Almonte is playing, he throws the ball to first, and that retires the side. But not before the Marines add another run with Benny's double to left. So, at the end of three complete, the Chiba Lotte Marines lead the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 2-0. Top of the fourth inning, we'll be facing numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters for the Fighters, Oda, Ogasawara, and Segino. This has been a beautiful day here in the Kanto area. I went out this afternoon in a t-shirt for a walk under the sakura trees. It is an absolute gorgeous day here. First pitch to Oda is taken down the middle for strike one. Oda struck out swinging his first at bat. Second pitch is fouled off. Two quick strikes on Oda. This is the time in Japan for Hanami, which is essentially flower viewing. Basically, it's when lots of people go out to the park, sit under the beautiful cherry blossoms, drinking, singing karaoke. Next pitch is fouled off to the left side. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. It Shimizu into the windup. The next pitch is taken down the middle, called strike three. That's the first out of the inning. Next up will be Oga Sawada. I've got a couple of Hanami meetings coming up this weekend. First one with some friends here. Just a general talk about nothing in particular. The second one, our softball team, meets under the Jinja here on Nojima Island. The first pitch to Oga Sawada is swung on and missed. Strike one. After softball practice on Sunday, we all meet under the Jinja here at Nojima, have barbecue, and admire nature's beauty. Next pitch, fouled off, back behind the backstop, out of play. Two quick strikes on Oga Sawada. Shimizu's throwing strikes again. Shimizu into the windup again. And the third pitch to Oga Sawada is taken up high for ball one. In the past few years, though, we've had an awful lot of rain at this time, really ruining Hanami for us quite often. The next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Two more strikeouts for Shimizu. That makes five so far this game. Next up is Seginol. Seginol swinging at the inside pitch and fouling it off at his leg. Strike one. Shimizu into the windup. The second offering is taken inside in the dirt. Ball bounces off Satozaki. Gets a new ball, throws it out. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. The first baseman, Fukuda, has the ball, takes the ball to the bag himself, and we have three quick outs. The fighters go down in order for the third time in four innings. So, going to the bottom of the fourth inning, Chiba Lotte continues to lead 2-0. Going to the bottom of the fourth inning, we'll see the middle to bottom of the Lotte order. Starting off with number 6, batting Satozaki, then Franco, then Imae. Mirabal's first pitch to Satozaki is taken, called strike one on the outside corner. The next pitch is lifted to right field. Right fielder Inaba comes in, makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Franco. Franco singled with two outs in the second inning and was stranded at first base. Franco batting .351 with one home run and five RBIs so far this season. Mutable into the windup. First pitch to Franco is swung on and grounded to the right side, but goes past the first base coach's box. Foul. Franco stands into the left-handed batter's box again. Mutable into the windup, and the pitch is swung on, fouled off at his feet. Two quick strikes. Franco's pants seem to go down well past his shoes. Looks like they're almost getting caught underneath the back of his shoes. Are they bell bottoms? Next pitch, low and outside, ball one. Usually, baseball pants have gomu at the bottom, elastic at the bottom to keep them tight, but Franco's doesn't. The next pitch is grounded to Seguinola at first, who takes the ball to the bag himself for out number two. I don't know. I don't really like the look where you're hiding the leggings. I like to see the leggings, but a lot of the uniforms nowadays have those covered. Maybe I'm a traditionalist. I don't know. Nonetheless, Imae comes up. Imae fouled out to Tsuboi at the wall. His last at bat. Here, he squares to bunts and takes the ball high for ball one. He's just showing bunt to bring the infield in, or maybe to make him a little more alert. The next pitch, not showing bunt, takes the ball in the upper part of the strike zone on the outside part of the plate for strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next pitch is swung on and missed on the outside part of the plate for strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Lotte currently leading 2-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning with two down and nobody on. The next pitch just misses outside. Ball two. 2-2. Nakajima really wanted that call. Mutable's next offering is swung on. The outside pitch is pulled, but right to Almonte at short, who throws the ball on to first for the final out of the inning. And so, at the end of four complete, the Chibolote Marines continue to lead the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 2-0. Current standings in the Pacific League, SoftBank is in first place with an 8-3 record. Lotte is currently in second with a 7-4 record. One game out of first. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters are 2.5 games out with a 500 record of 5-5. Cebu is 5-6, 3 games out of first place. Oryx, 4-7, 4 games out of first place. And the Docton Golden Eagles, really struggling, only have managed to win 3 out of their 10 games so far, 4.5 games out of first. For Docton, what's really hurt them is the runs they've given up. They've given up a league-leading 77 runs so far this season. The next worst team is Cebu, having given up 75 runs. So Cebu's pitching has really been hurting so far. The big run scorer so far this season has been Lotte, with 78 runs scored so far. Those of you participating in the contest for April, being sponsored by the Pro Yaki Shop, might want to keep in mind that one of the deciding factors is going to be runs scored, and so far, maybe if you choose Docton, they'll only make 50 runs, but pretty much everybody else is at or just about at 50 so far, with another couple of weeks to go. So you might want to guess somewhere closer to 100 by the end of the month. First batter for Nippon Ham this inning is Kimoto, and he takes Shimizu's first pitch high and away for ball one. No, strike one. Oh, I didn't think that was a strike, but apparently it was. Okay, the next pitch is low and away, ball one, 1-1. Shimizu working fast. Next pitch, up and away, ball two. One strike, two balls. Shimizu into the windup again. And the fourth delivery is swung on and hit to center field. That ball, it bounces in front of Otsuka. Base hit. This is the first time this evening Hokkaido has managed to get a base runner with nobody out. Let's see what they can do with him. Next up, former Swallow Inaba. Inaba struck out swinging his first at bat. The first pitch to Inaba is swung on and fouled off to the left side, and without that netting there, into the stands. Chiba Marine Stadium, they've taken away a lot of the netting, pretty much just the backstop up until the dugouts now, to protect the fans. Fans down the lines are fully exposed. Or, actually, they do have a very short fence right at the very, covering about the first three rows, all the way around. Shimizu into the windup. The one strike pitch is taken down low. Ball one. Left-handed batter Inaba stands back in. Right-handed Shimizu on the mound. Looks over to first. Comes to the plate. The ball is in the dirt outside. Good stop by Satozaki. One strike, two balls. The count. The Fighters trailing by a score of 2-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. There's a throw over to first. Kimoto back in, standing up. Inova stands back in. Shimizu to the plate. The ball is swung on and hit foul down the left field line. That evens the count at two strikes, two balls. Shimizu looks in for a sign again, says yes, comes set. Looks over his shoulder, comes to the plate, swung on and foul, pulled up the right field line, but foul. Count remains, 2-2. Shimizu looks in for his sign again. Has what he wants. Comes set. And the next delivery is swung on and fell back off of the catcher. We get a new baseball. Shimizu comes set, and the delivery is swung on and grounded up the middle. Second baseman Nishioka fielded the ball in the base path and basically stopped right there to touch Kimoto out. The two kind of collided. Nishioka managed to stay on his feet, but was unable to throw to first to get Inaba. So Inaba reaches on a fielder's choice. That'll bring up number 7 batter Tsuboi with a runner at first and one out. The first pitch is taken low and away, ball one by Tsuboi. We're currently in the top of the fifth inning. Chibolote leads 2-0. Fighters batting. They have Inaba at first base and one out. The next pitch to Tsuboi is taken on the outside corner, called strike one. Tsuboi back in, left-handed batter's box. Shimizu looks in for a sign, has it, comes set. The next offering is taken low and away, ball two, one strike, two balls. Satozaki sends out the sign. Shimizu comes set. And the delivery is taken just missing outside. Ball three. One strike, three balls to Tsuboi. Shimizu not looking like he's having fun there on the mound. Tsuboi steps out of the batter's box, calls times and steps out of the batter's box just as Shimizu was getting ready to throw. So we'll do it again. Shimizu's working pretty fast. I don't know what Tsuboi is complaining about. Maybe he got something in his eye. The next pitch is fouled back. So that brings the count full. Two strikes, three balls. Runner first, one out. Nippon Ham batting here in the top of the fifth inning, trailing 2-0. Shimizu comes set, The next offering is swung on and fouled off to the left-hand side and out of play. Count remains full. Inaba was running on that last pitch. We'll see if he runs again here. Shimizu looks in. Inaba's going. The pitch is swung on, fouled back against the backstop. So we'll do it all again. Full count, runner at first, one out. Inaba has been running on the last two pitches. Shimizu looks in. Delivery to the plate. Swung on. Lifted to left center. And center fielder Otsuka has it with Inaba standing on second base. Inaba has a long run back, but the throw back is into second base. He has plenty of time to get back. On the ball that was hit deep to the left center gap, Otsuka had a pretty long run to get to the ball, but just goes for a long second out. So, Almonte will come to the plate with the runner at first base still. Now two down. The Fighters trailing 2-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Almonte drew a walk his last at bat and selectively takes first pitch outside, ball one. Shimizu throws over to first, keeping Inaba close. Inaba back standing up. Shimizu comes set. The pitch is swung on a miss. Strike one. Shimizu looks in for a sign again. Set. And the delivery is swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Almonte is struggling early in the season here. The next delivery is taken in the dirt. Ball two. One bounder off the plate. Shimizu has a sign. The delivery fouled back. Count remains 2-2 to Almonte. The next pitch is swung on and missed. Ball outside. Strikeout swinging. That retires the side. So, the Fighters managed to get a base runner, or two, first one being cut down. But still, strand one, and come up scoreless after 4.5 innings. So, at the end of 4.5, Chibolote Marines continue to lead the Nippon Ham Fighters 2-0. Looking over at the Central League standings, the Chunichi Dragons are currently in first place with a 4-2 record. Actually, there's a three-way tie for first place right now, as each team has only played six games. Chunichi, Hanshin, and Hiroshima all have 4-2 records. Yokohama is by themselves in fourth place with a 500 record, 3-3. Yakult is struggling with a 2-4 record so far, two games out of first place and in fifth place. And down all by themselves are the Mighty Giants, one win and five losses. Pitching has really been killing him this year, killing them this year. They gave up 14 runs to Yokohama yesterday. The only starting pitcher who has made it five innings with a decent game has been Uehara on opening day, who gave up one run after seven innings. That day, Maselli blowing the game in the ninth inning. After that, the starting pitchers have just been hit. They managed to scrape out a victory two nights ago against Yokohama. But I think that maybe they should be more concerned about their own ability to play than Rakuten. Well, to the bottom of the fifth inning, number nine batter Kosaka leads off, and he takes the first pitch from Mirabal down low for ball one and strokes the second pitch into right field for a base hit. Kosaka has been struggling at the plate so far this year, so that's good to see him get a clean hit. And we go back up to the top of the order with Nishioka. Nishioka singled in the first inning and struck out looking at a beautiful pitch in the third inning. So, with no out, runner on first, Nishioka comes up to bat. The speedy Kosaka is off and running on the first pitch, and it's a pitch out, but Nishioka leans over the plate and bunts the ball to the third base side. Hillman Kantoku is coming out to say that he was over the plate when he hit it. He's confirming what happened there. He's saying that it was catcher interference by Nishioka, I believe, because Nishioka leaned way over the plate to get to that ball, and he was definitely in the way of the catcher who was trying to field the ball. Now the umpires are coming over to talk with Valentine Kantoku. I'm not exactly sure what they've decided to rule that. Valentine Kantoku looks calm, is explaining something to the umpire. I'm afraid I'm not very good at reading lips. It looks like a sacrifice bunt to me. But I'm not exactly sure why the umpires are talking with Valentine Kontok now. Valentine doesn't look very sure either. Kosaka's still at second base. Let's see, are they going to make an announcement? Yes. Some more words are exchanged with Valentine Kontoku, and it looks like Kosaka is being called back to first. The explanation from the home plate umpire is that while Nishioka did lay down the bunt, his feet were out of the batter's box. And because they were out of the batter's box, the batter is out and the runner has to go back to first base. Yeah, it looks like his left foot was definitely over the line as he reached for it. It was a good call by the umpire. So, how do you rule that? I'm keeping score here, but I'm not exactly sure how to put that down on a score sheet. Nonetheless, that's one out. Kosaka remains at first base. Otsuka takes first pitch, a pitch out for ball one. We're currently in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lotte is leading 2-0. Kosaka is on first base with one out. Otsuka, number two batter in the lineup, up to bat. No strikes, one ball. A throw over to first has Kosaka in head first. The next pitch, taken inside, ball two. No strike, two balls. Otsuka looks down to third base for a sign, has it, steps into the right-handed batter's box. Mutable looks in for his sign, comes set. The next pitch, Kosaka is on the run, ball is high and tight, throw to second is not in time, safe, stolen base. So, Kosaka ends up at second base after all. Kosaka doesn't look nearly as fast as he used to look. He was the stolen base king 2 years in a row, sharing that title with Little Matsui, who's now with the New York Mets. Mutable, keeping a sharp eye on Kosaka at second, and he misses. The batters finally give up and step out. He goes ahead and delivers the pitch anyway, but it's no pitch. Otsuka stands back in. With Kosaka at second base now, Mutable looks a second, comes home, pitch right down the middle, called strike one. One strike, two balls. The fighters, of course, don't want another run to come across. Otsuka had an important single in the first inning. Mutable fakes a throw to second. Kosaka's back with nobody covering. Otsuka's single in the first inning got Nishioka over to third on the hit and run, and that set it up for Nishioka to score the first run of the game. Next pitch, taken high. Ball four? I guess I missed a ball. Okay. I apparently missed a pitch. That was ball four, not ball three. So, we now have runners at first and second, one out. And number three batting Fukuda coming up to the plate. But first, Brown pitching coach heads out to have a talk with Mirabal. The infield comes in. Translator translating for Nakajima. They're showing the replay of that bunt again, and from this other angle, his foot does look like it's inside the batter's box when he hit the ball. Still, not exactly sure how to call that. Nonetheless, Fukuda now stands in, now that Brown pitching coach is headed back to the dugout. Otsuka is batting 300 so far this season. Left-handed batter takes ball low and on the outside part of the plate for ball one. Lotte currently leading by a score of 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Fukuda lines the ball through the right side of the infield and into right field. Kosaka holds at third base as the right fielder Inaba is up and throwing, rushing in very quickly. So, we now have bases loaded, and number four batting Benny coming up to the plate. Benny had a big double, his second at bat this game, in the third inning, driving in a run. With bases loaded, he can cause some serious damage here. Meetable, still pitching from the stretch, comes set, and the first delivery is outside and in the dirt. Benny, according to the first base umpire, successfully checks his swing. We have bases loaded, Lotte up, 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's one out. The second pitch to Benny is taken on the outside corner for strike one. That evens the count of 1-1. Meetable looks in for his sign, has it, comes set. The third delivery to Benny is swung on and left to the right side. Seguinol gives chase toward the Chibolote Marine dugout, but the ball is back behind the dugout into the stands. Strike two. Benny comes back in, right-handed batter, facing right-handed pitcher, meetable. Meetable shakes off a sign. And Benny finally gets tired of waiting, steps out. Tension is building as we have bases loaded, one out. Benny had doubled off of Meetable his last at bat. The fourth offering is swung on and hit deep to left. Mokunashi Haita! Grand slam home run! That puts the Chiba Lota Marines up 6-0 here in the fifth inning. This is Benny's second consecutive game with a grand slam home run. I think we have ourselves a new Manu Yotoko. Bases loaded, man. The crowd is shouting, Benny! 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 The fans out there at Chiba Lota Marine Stadium on this beautiful spring evening really have something to cheer about. And the Fighters have been a pretty tough team for Lota over the years. First pitch to Lee, next up bat, is taken up high and away, ball one. Meetable still in it. The second pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. Seguinol has it, scoops the ball over to Meetable, covering first for out number two. That'll bring up catcher Satozaki. Now with two down, four big runs in on Benny's Grand Slam home run. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Lota now leading 6-0. First pitch to Satozaki, taken on the outside part of the plate, called strike one. Satozaki so far has flown out to both left and right. The next pitch, called strike two, same place. Meetable in the windup, and the third pitch is in the dirt, one bound. Handled by Nakajima, who exchanges ball with the home plate umpire. The next pitch, Satozaki ducks under the ball. That evens the count at 2-2. The fifth pitch to Satozaki is taken outside, ball three. That brings the count full. And Meetable misses with his next offering, up high and inside, ball four. And it looks like Hillman Kantoku has seen enough of Meetable. He's coming out. This is the second trip to the mound by Brown. So Meetable is done for the evening. He's given up 6 runs so far here in the bottom of the fifth inning with 2 down. So after 4 2/3 inning, Meetable has given up 4, 5, 6, 7 hits. including that big Grand Slam home run to Binney this inning. So 6 runs on 7 hits. Franco will be the next batter. And let's have a look over at other games. Currently the Giants are leading Chunichi 6-2 at Tokyo Dome. For the Giants, Kokubo hit a Grand Slam home run in the third inning. Rose hit his second home run of the year, a solo shot in the fifth inning. Uehara looks like he might pick up the win this evening if all goes well with the Giants relief, which all hasn't been going well with so far. At Koshien Stadium, Hanshin has a 2-1 lead over the Yokohama Bay Stars. Fukuhara, starting pitcher for Hanshin, versus Miura, starting pitcher for Yokohama. At Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, Hiroshima is trailing the Yakult Swallows 3-6 in the fourth inning. Over in the Pacific League, Cebu is currently leading SoftBank 6-0 at Yahoo Dome. And the Rakuten Golden Eagles at Osaka Dome are leading the Oryx Buffaloes, 4-1 in the fifth inning. Into pitch for Nippon Ham is former Giant Iriki. Iriki was traded to Nippon Ham last year when, in the offseason, he insisted on having a agent negotiate his signing, and the Giants, who have a policy of not allowing agents to negotiate for players, sent him away. So, Iriki comes in. The first batter he faces is Franco, who takes the ball in the upper part of the inside corner for strike one, called strike one. Franco's pants really disturb me. It looks like he's wearing bell bottoms. With the ball covering most of his shoes, takes the next pitch for strike two. That's just not what baseball pants are supposed to look like. Nonetheless, Franco singled his first at bat in the second inning and grounded out to Seguinola at first, unassisted, to lead off the fourth. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, he grounds the ball to the right side. Second baseman Kimoto makes a diving stop, comes up with the ball, throws to first in time for the out. Nice play by Kimoto. And that retires the side. So the Fighters haven't been lacking defensively this game. But a big Grand Slam home run by Benny puts the Chibolote Marines up 6-0 after 5 complete. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. After five complete, the Chibolote Marines are leading the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 6-0. Of those six, five of the runs have been knocked in by number four batting Benny, who doubled in a run in the third inning and hit a grand slam home run just a short while ago in the fifth inning. Up to lead off the sixth inning for the Fighters is number nine batting Nakajima, and he takes Shimizu's first pitch, low and away, ball one. Nakajima so far has singled the left. He takes the next pitch, called strike one. Shimizu into the windup, and his next offering is taken, strike two. Into the windup again, and the next pitch, one bounder in the dirt, taken for ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. If SoftBank continues to lose this evening, as they are currently losing 8-0 to Cebu in the sixth inning, and Lotte goes on to win, the two will be tied for first base, both with 8-4 records, but we still have a number of innings to go. Next pitch taken inside, ball three. Count goes full to Nakajima. The payoff pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle. Kosaka plays the ball behind the second place bag, fires onto first, in time. One out. Nice play by Kosaka. Had a lot of ground to cover to get to that ball. That'll bring us up to the top of the Nippon Ham Fighters order in Shinjo. Shinjo flew out to center his first at bat and then grounded into an inning-ending double play his second at bat. He's swinging on the first pitch, lifting the ball to the right side, but out of play. Strike one. The next pitch is lifted high, but not going anywhere. Catcher Satozaki wanders around a little bit next to home plate, calling for it, and makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up designated hitter Oda. Left-handed batter takes the ball on the outside corner for strike one. Oryx has scored one in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now trailing Luckton 2-4. Oda fouls the ball off himself for strike two. One ball that I had missed. Oda then swings and misses on a ball that bounces off the plate. Catcher Satozaki quickly touches Oda out, And the side is retired in order yet again. So, after 5.5 innings, the Chibolote Marines continue to lead 6-0. As we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, Chibolote Marines hold a comfortable 6-0 lead over the Fighters here at Chiba Marine Stadium. Watanabe, Submariner pitcher, has been announced for the starting pitcher for Chibolote Marines tomorrow. Thomas will be starting for the Fighters. If you happen to be in the Chiba area, that sounds like a good game to go to. Leading off for Lotte is Imae, and he lifts the first pitch up to shallow center field. Shinjo comes in and camps under the ball, makes a catch, and we have one quick out here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up number 9 batting Kosaka. Yudiki's first pitch to Kosaka is taken on the lower part of the strike zone for strike one. Second pitch is swung on and hit to the left side into the gap. That one's going back. Shinjo fields the ball, tosses the ball to the left fielder as Shinjo was running in the completely wrong direction to throw the ball in. The ball comes back into second, but not before Kosaka is standing on second base with a stand-up double. It was a good relay play there by between Shinjo and Tsuboi, but not nearly early enough to get the speedy Kosaka at second. That'll bring up Nishioka, the Marines' leadoff batter. He takes the ball up high. No, called up high in the strike zone, called strike one. Nishioka, so far, singled in the first inning, came around to score, struck out looking in the third inning. In the fifth inning, he bunted at a pitch out, but was called out for stepping out of the batter's box. Next pitch taken low, ball one, 1-1. In a very bizarre play, Idiki, set. The pitch is swung on and hit deep to right field, but not deep enough. Right fielder lines up, catches the ball, with Kosaka touching up, throws the ball to third, but the relay is not nearly in time. Kosaka tags up on the fly out to right. So, we'll have two outs with a runner at third base, and number two batting Otsuka at the plate. Chibolote currently leading this game 6-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Otsuka, a successful hit and run in the first inning, which moved Nishioka into scoring position. Walked in the third inning and came around to score when Benny drove him in. And walked in the fifth inning and was also driven in by Benny. Benny's grand slam home run that time. Here he fouls the first pitch back and away for strike one. Otsuka in the batter's box, right-handed batter's box. Idiki on the mound for Nippon Ham, having replaced Mirabu in the fifth inning. The next pitch taken up high, ball one. Idiki comes set with runner to third base. The pitch is swung on and missed. It looked like Otsuka really wanted that one. That was a really good pitch right down the middle. Otsuka just swung under it. Idiki comes set again, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three swinging. So that retires the side. Lotte got a runner as far as third base, but no further. At the end of six complete, the Marines continue to lead 6-0. Welcome back, and we're going to the top of the seventh inning here at Chiba Marine Stadium. Shimizu still on the mound. So far, he's gone 15 innings between this and his previous start without giving up a run. He'll be facing numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters for the Fighters, Oga Sawada, Seginol, and Kimoto this inning. Ogasawara popped out to second his first at bat and struck out swinging his second. The left-handed batter takes low and away, ball one, to start off the seventh inning. The second offering is taken on the outside corner, called strike one. Yakult has scored two more at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. Oh, I guess I did say that it was 6-3. Correction. Yakult continues to lead 6-3 at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. Next pitch was called strike two, and the next pitch, Monkunash, that ball sails right into the right field stands. Home run for Ogasawara. There's absolutely no sound from the crowd here. It's hard to tell anything happened. But Ogasawara hits a home run to put the Fighters on the board at last. They now trail 1-6 here in the seventh inning. So that'll bring up Seggy Knoll with one run in now and nobody out in the top of the seventh inning, and he takes first pitch for strike one. With the Colts, the biggest news so far this year has been Furuta's 0-4 streak. He went 0-21 before finally getting a hit, his 22nd at bat yesterday evening, finishing the day with a lowly 0.080 average. Seggy Knoll strokes the next pitch into left field for a base hit. Satozaki goes out to have a word with Shimizu. Other players who have been under a lot of fire include Giants Kapler. He did finally hit a home run yesterday, his third at bat. Oh, his second home run yesterday in his third at bat. Both of his hits have been home runs against the Bay Stars. First pitch to Kimoto is taken high for ball one. Kimoto has struck out swinging and singled to center, his two at bats so far this game. The next pitch is swung on and stroked left, but left fielder Franco takes a few steps in, makes a catch for out number one. That'll bring up Inaba, who has struck out and grounded out to second so far this game. Actually, it was a fielder's choice, the play being at second. His first at bat. And he takes the first pitch for ball one. Second pitch, low and away, ball two. The third offering is lifted to the left-hand side, Satozaki gives chase, but the ball hits at the top of the fighter's dugout and bounces out of play. Shimizu so far has thrown 95 pitches through 6 1/3 innings, struck out 7, given up 4 hits, 1 earned run, and walked 1. So now that the shutout is gone, I'd say that this may be his last inning. Shimizu comes set with the runner at first base and one out. The next offering is hit deep to center field. Going back is the center fielder Otsuka, and he makes the catch on the warning track. Long fly out by Inaba. But an out is an out. And that's the second for the Fighters this inning. Fighters currently trailing 1-6. Fighters getting their lone run this very inning, when Ogasawara led off the inning with a home run to right. Tsuboi comes up to bat with two down and nobody on, with two down and a runner at first. Seginola at first base. Tsuboi so far this evening has popped out to left and center. He takes the first pitch for strike 1. The second offering is called strike 2 on the inside corner. Shimizu comes set, and the third pitch is just misses outside. Ball 1. 2 strikes, 1 ball to Tsuboi. Satozaki sets up inside, and the next offering is fouled away. Count remains 2 strikes, 1 ball. Tsuboi was playing that inside pitch pretty well. The next offering is swung on and grounded up the right-hand side. First baseman Fukuda dives, makes the catch on the one bounder, throws the ball to second, which is the direction he was going, and they get the force out. For the final out of the inning. So, the Nippon Ham Fighters finally get on the board with Ogasawara's leadoff home run to right field. And at the end of 6 1/2 innings, continue to, or now trail, 1-6. We're getting ready to go to the bottom of the 7th inning with the Chibolote Marines currently leading 6-1. I was talking about Kepler earlier. Kepler had gone 0-17 before finally getting a hit 2 nights ago against the Bay Stars, a home run. Before that, the announcers on the radio were highly critical of him, asking why it is that Shimizu wasn't in the lineup. And that's a very good question. Shimizu has proven himself over the years and really deserves to have a spot in that Giants lineup. And so Kepler is going to have to really start producing soon. Another home run yesterday made 2 for the year for him, but he's still batting under 100. Similar with Yakult's Fudita. When Fudita doesn't hit, the Swallows don't do well. So Fudita is pretty much the main catalyst for Yakult and has been for a decade now. Anyway, back to Chibolote Marine Stadium, or Chiba Marine Stadium. Fukuda leads off against Iriki, and the first pitch is fouled away on the left-hand side and out of play. The second offering is lined up the middle, one bound in front of Shinjo, base hit. That's Fukuda's second base hit of the game. He's also drawn a walk and scored twice, thanks to Benny behind him. No, he's only scored once. It was Otsuka who scored the first time. Scored once, thanks to Benny behind him. His grand slam home run in the sixth inning. And, speaking of the man, up comes Benny. Manu Yotoko. Iriki comes set. First pitch is down the middle, taken for strike one. The next offering by Iriki is taken up high. Ball one. 1-1. The next offering is lifted up to the right-hand side. The second baseman is calling for it in the infield and makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Lee Sonyop, the designated hitter for the Marines this evening. He's 0 for 3 so far this evening. Iriki looks in for his sign. Comes set. And the pitch is swung on and pulled to the right-hand side. Second baseman has the ball. Shovels over to Seginole for the force out at first. Fukuda moves to second base on the play. That's the second out of the inning, and it'll bring up catcher Satozaki. Satozaki so far is singled, grounded out to first, and grounded out to second. Oh, wait, that's Franco. Satozaki has flown out to left, flown out to right, and walked so far this evening. The first pitch to Satozaki is taken low and away, ball one. Shimizu is up and throwing in front of the Marines dugout on the first base side. He's getting awful close to 100 pitches if he hasn't gone over yet. Next pitch by Iriki misses inside and high, ball two. Satozaki in the batter's box. Iriki, the pitch, called strike two on the upper, strike one on the upper part of the strike zone. Good pitch. One strike, two balls to Satozaki. We currently have a 6-1 ball game in favor of the Marines here in the bottom of the seventh inning with two outs and a runner on first base. Next pitch is swung on a miss, strike two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Satozaki. Fukuda, the runner at second base. Did I say first base? Runner at second base. Next pitch just gets the outside corner, called strike three. That retires the side for the Marines this inning. They get a runner as far as second base, but no further. At the end of seven complete, the Chibolote Marines continue to lead 6-1.
Yokohama Bay Station, tachi agaru toki. Yokohama Bay Station, chou.
Shimizu continues working on the mound for the Chibolote Marines. He's thrown 101 pitches so far through 7 innings, given up 1 run on 4 hits, struck out 7 and walked 1. The only run he's given up so far was Oga Sawada's leadoff home run last inning. We've got a number of sumo in the stands at Chiba Marine Stadium this evening. Camera panned over to them. So, to start off the top of the eighth inning, it'll be the bottom of the order for the fighters in El Monte Nakajima, then back up to the top with Shinjo. El Monte takes low and away, ball one. El Monte so far has walked and struck out swinging. He takes strike one here down the middle. Nice pitch by Shimizu. Shimizu into the windup. The next offering is swung on and hit deep to left field. El Monte throws his bat. Hi-ta! Home run! Second inning in a row with the leadoff home run against Shimizu. That's the second run for the Nippon Ham Fighters this evening. Second home run in the second inning in a row. So the Fighters haven't gone down yet. Haven't given up yet. Fighters are trying to battle their way back to this 6-2 deficit now. El Monte really needed that hit. That big hit to try to continue to have a respectable average. That brings up Nakajima, who takes first pitch from Shimizu up high, ball one. The second pitch is swung on, grounded to the left side. Kosaka is right there, throws on to first in plenty of time for the out. One down. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Shinjo. Shinjo so far has flied out to center, grounded into a double play, the third, and popped out to the catcher in foul territory. Shimizu's first pitch to Shinjo is taken outside, ball one. The second offering is taken low, ball two. No strikes, two balls. Shimizu has the sign, goes into his windup, and the pitch is swung on and hit to the right side. It's the right fielder comes over. Benny makes the catch just on the line for out number two. That'll bring up the fighter's designated hitter, Oda. Oda, a left-handed batter. He has struck out all three at-bats against Shimizu so far this evening. And he takes strike one right here. Quickly in a hole. We're currently in the top of the eighth inning. Next pitch, down in the dirt and outside, ball one, one and one. We're currently in the top of the eighth inning. The Nippon Ham Fighters just got another home run, this one by Almonte, to bring them up to 2-6. Next pitch, down low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls. There's nobody on and two out with Oda at the plate. The next pitch is inside the line, fair, going into the left field corner. Left fielder fields the ball, throws it back, and Oda has a stand-up double. Down the left field line. And the pitching coach comes out and asks for the ball. Valentine Kontoku also comes out, and he tells the umpire that we're having a pitching change. With Oga Sawada coming to bat, runner at second base and two down. So, Shimizu pitched a very good 7 2/3 innings, giving up two runs so far, leaving a runner at second base. The only two runs so far coming off of home runs off of Oga Sawada and Almonte. Let's take a look around at other games. Chunichi has added a run in the eighth inning against the Giants, but continue to trail that one 3-6 at Tokyo Dome. Yokohama has tied the Hanshin Tigers in the ninth inning. They've gone into extra innings. Yokohama has failed to score in the tenth. It's 2-2 in the bottom of the tenth at Koshien. Yakult Swallows have added a run in the sixth inning against Hiroshima. It's Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, and now lead 7-3. SoftBank finally put a run on the board, but not nearly enough, as they trail the Cebu Lions 8-1 at Yahoo Dome in Fukuoka. And Zuckton has added two runs in the top of the seventh to take a commanding 6-2 lead over the Odix Buffaloes at Osaka Dome. Here at Chiba Marine Stadium, the Marines hold a 6-2 lead over the Nippon Ham Fighters. Meetable through 4 2/3 innings before being knocked out. The big damage coming from Binney, who has driven in a total of 5 of the 6 runs. And we're set now with new pitcher Fujita on the mound. Fujita's first pitch to Oga Sawada is taken outside and low for ball one. He checks the runner at second, the throw to the plate, caught the outside part of the corner, called strike one to Oga Sawada. We have two down in the top of the eighth inning. El Monte led this inning off with a home run to make the score 2-6. Oda is standing on second base. Oga Sawada fouls this ball off to the left-hand side and out of play. Oda, a two-out double, knocking Shimizu out of the game. Shimizu surpassed 100 pitches coming into this inning. So, let's got a sum of this to Shimizu. The next offering is swung on and missed by Oga Sawada on a fishing for a ball way outside. Strike three. That retires the side, but not before El Monte puts up another run for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, who now trail by a score of 2-6. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Chiba Lotte Marines lead the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 6-2. To lead off this inning will be the bottom third of the Marines order, Franco, Imaya, and Kosaka. Franco stands in. Iriki still on the mound in relief for Mirabal. And Franco swings and misses at Iriki's first offering inside. Strike one. Iriki in the windup. The pitch, way up high, taken for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. And the third offering from Iriki is swung on and hit back up the middle, and this ball bounces in for a base hit. Bounces once, twice, before Shinjo fields the ball in just right of center. And we have a leadoff base runner on board for the Marines. And we'll get a pinch runner for Franco. Daida, but not Daida as in pinch hitter, Daida as in that's his name. Imaya at the plate looking to bunt, but Iriki first looks over to first, chasing Daida back. The first offering to Imaya is bunted foul up the first base line. Ah, sorry. His name is Daita, not Daida. Okay. So, Iriki looks in for his sign and throws over to first with Daita coming back in, standing up. Now, no real effort in the throw over to first there. And it looks like this game is going to slow down really slow this inning. The next offering is bunted up first base side. This one is going to stay in there. Iriki fields the ball, throws over to first, and the sacrifice is successful. Daita now at second base with one out. Number 9 batter Kosaka coming up to the plate. Kosaka reached base on an error, his first at bat. Singled to right his second at bat and doubled to left his third at bat. So Kosaka has been having a really good game this evening. Kosaka, of course, a fan favorite here at Chiba Marine Stadium. Iriki fakes the throw to second, but with nobody covering. Daita gets back with no problem. Iriki comes set. The pitch is swung on, fouled off to the left-hand side and out of play. Idiki, set again. As I said, we're slowing down here. With fast runners on base, the game just seems to really crawl. Next pitch is called, strike two. Two strikes, no balls on Kosaka. Idiki comes set, looks at second, continues to stare at second, and the pitch taken down the middle, called strike three. That's the second out of the inning, and that brings us back up to the top of the order in Nishioka. Nishioka got this game going in the first inning with a single, got over to third on a hit and run by Otsuka, and scored when Fukuda grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. He was also involved in that very strange play in the fifth inning where he reached out and bunted a pitch out. The bunt was successful, but he was called out for stepping out of the batter's box. From one angle, the replay looks like he did step out. From another angle, it looked like he was okay. Nonetheless, he stands in with two down and a runner at second base. The next pitch, taken low. First pitch to him, taken low, ball one. The Marines continue to lead this game, 6-2. Nishioka in, Idiki, set. Shortstop comes over and covers second base. Idiki steps off the mound. We do it all over again. Nishioka back into the left-handed batter's box. Idiki looks in for his sign. Comes set. Looks a second. Comes to the plate. Hey, speeding up here. Called strike one down the middle. Good pitch. And at a much faster pace than he's been going up until now. Score is currently 6-2 in favor of the Marines at Chiba Marine Stadium this evening. There's two down in the bottom of the eighth inning with the speedy pinch runner Daita at second base. The next pitch is swung on and lifted to the right side. Going back is the right fielder. The ball bounces in front of the wall. One bound is played by the right fielder, thrown back in, but by the time the ball comes back, Nishioka is sliding into third with a triple. Naturally, Daita scores from second easily on the triple to right. The ball just sailed right over Inaba's head, who was playing in way too far to get anywhere near that ball. That'll bring up Otsuka. The Marines now leading 7-2. Otsuka takes called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Runner at third base now. One run in so far here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Marines taking a 7-2 lead. Two down, runner at third. Next pitch, taken up and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Hideki goes to the rosin bag. And comes set. The pitch is taken up and away, ball two. One strike, two balls. Hideki comes set again, and his fourth offering is high and tight, ball three, one strike, three balls. Has Hideki lost his confidence? On the bright side, he has sped up his pace a little bit from what it was at the beginning of the inning. The next pitch is taken up in the strike zone, called strike two. That brings the count full at two strikes and three balls, with two down, runner at third, one run in so far, making the score 7-2 in favor of the Marines. Hideki, the next pitch, misses low and away, ball four. And walks have an awful habit of catching up with him. That's the third time this game Otsuka has walked, and he has come around to score both previous times. Next up is Fukuda. Fukuda has two hits on the night, a walk, and is grounded into a double play. Hideki looks in for a sign, checks the runners. Runners at the corners now with two down, and the first pitch is drilled through the infield. Base hit. Right fielder Inaba is up and throwing, but he can't get anybody as Nishioka scores the eighth run of the game for the Marines from third base. Otsuka moves to second. Fukuda, an RBI single to right. That'll bring up the big slugger of the evening, Benny. Benny had a RBI double, his first at bat, and a grand slam home run in the fifth inning. That RBI double was the second at bat. He takes here, low, ball one. Marines fans on their feet. They're in the right-hand stands. The next pitch is taken, just missing outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls. To Benny. Benny hitting grand slam home runs in two games in a row now. Hideki comes set with runners at first and second now. Next pitch is high and tight, ball three. We have runners at first and second. Two down, two runs in so far this inning, making it an 8-2 ball game. The Marines renewing their 6-run lead. Hideki comes set. The next pitch is taken, called strike one. Benny taking all the way on that one. Benny's going to make Ediki come in, pitch to him. Being ahead in the count. Still ahead in the count. One strike, three balls. The next pitch is swung on and missed. Ball on the outside part of the plate. That brings the count full. Ediki has walked a number of batters on full count so far this game. Oh, that wasn't Ediki. That was Meetable. But the next pitch is swung on and missed. Strikeout swinging. That retires the side for the Marines this inning. But not before they add two runs on three hits and a walk. So, at the end of eight complete, the Chibolote Marines now have regained their 6-run lead and lead it 8-2. In other games around the leagues, Chunichi has come up with two more runs in the eighth inning, but still trail the Giants 4-6. So the Giants' relief pitching is causing them trouble. Here in the at Chiba Marine Stadium, in the top of the ninth inning, it'll be the cleanup for the Fighters. Seginol, Kimoto, and Inaba. Seginol takes the first pitch, called strike one. The next pitch is lined to right field, but right at Benny, who had him played perfectly. One quick out. The Fighters are now down to their final two outs of the game. Number five batting Kimoto coming up to the plate. In the 11th inning, Yokohama and Hanshin are still knotted at 2 apiece. Hiroshima is trying to come back. They now trail Yakult 5-7 after 7 innings. Kimoto swings and misses. Strike one. Cebu continues to lead SoftBank 8-1 after 8 complete. Next pitch, low and in, ball 1 to Kimoto. And Nakuten leads Oryx 8-2 at Osaka Dome. Kimoto takes strike 2, 2 strikes, 1 ball here at Chiba Marine Stadium. With the Fighters trailing 8-2. And Kimoto swings and misses the fourth offering. Strike three. That's two down. The Fighters are down to their last out of the game. And Inaba comes up to face Fujita. Fujita had come in the middle of last inning. The first pitch to Inaba is taken low and away, ball one. Next pitch, taken low and away again, ball two. Fujita shakes off the first sign, the left-hand pitcher to the right-handed batter. The ball is swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Center fielder comes in, makes the catch, and this ball game is over. The Fighters go down 1-2-3 in the ninth, and the Chivalote Marines take this game by a score of 8-2. Scoring for the game. In the first inning, Nishioka led off the bottom of the first with a base hit to left. He was knocked around to third base on a hit and run base hit to right by Otsuka and came in to score when Fukuda grounded into a double play to the second baseman. Then, in the third inning, with two down, Otsuka drew a walk, stole second, and came around to score when Benny doubled to left. Then, in the fifth inning, Kosaka led off the inning with a base hit. There was a very strange play with Nishioka sacrificing him to second, but Kosaka having to go back to first due to Nishioka being called out at the plate for having stepped out of the batter's box trying to bunt a pitch out. But that didn't deter the Marines. Otsuka followed with the base hit after Kosaka had stolen second. Otsuka followed by drawing a walk after Kosaka stole second. Then Fukuda loaded the bases with the single, and Benny hit a towering grand slam home run to the left field stands. In the top of the seventh, Oga Sawada started off the Fighters' runs with a leadoff home run to right. Almonte led off the eighth inning with a home run to left. And that accounted for all of the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters' runs. But the Marines certainly weren't done. In the eighth inning, a single to lead off the game by Franco got things going. Pinch runner Daita came in, was knocked over to second base on a sacrifice hit, on a sacrifice bunt by Imae, and he came in to score when Nishioka hit a triple up the right field line. Otsuka then drew a base on balls. Fukuda singled to right, driving in Nishioka from third, and that concluded the scoring for this game. For the Nippon Ham Fighters, they had a total of 2 runs on 4 hits, the 2 runs coming on home runs by Oga Sawada and Almonte. For the Marines, they had a total of 8 runs on 12 hits. The home run being Benny's big grand slam home run. And Benny's being called out right now for his hero interview. apparently hitting a Grand Slam home run in two consecutive games ties Japan record. Vinny says that he didn't know about, that he had set a record, but he's just happy that they were able to come out with a win. With two runs in and the bases loaded, what was on his mind? He says he had nothing in particular on his mind. He just wanted to get the ball into the outfield. The translation is much more detailed. When you put the bat on the ball, pretty well, it should go out of the stadium. Benny spent the afternoon going to Ueno, apparently, to view the cherry blossoms, Hanami, as I mentioned earlier, and he says that it must have made him feel good because he came out and hit well. Must have brought him luck. That's it. So, that concludes this week's Pro Yaku Live Game of the Week. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please feel free to download this, share it, copy it, give it away, replay it, all you like. From Yokohama, Japan, covering game at Chiba Marine Stadium, this is Michael Westbay wishing you a good evening.